Hey, this is Scott Lehrer here at Sunset Music Festival. Man, we just came out of a massive rainstorm, but I am here with, I can't even put into words, I have fallen in love with this group because they are just, not only they're pretty, not only they're smart, but they remind me so much of Britney because, you know, Britney did the classical dance, and I am here with Gabrielle and Danielle. Gabrielle, how you doing today?
Doing great.
How you doing, Danielle?
I'm great.
And I got it right. So the thing is, so tell me, classical dance, you started with that. How old were y'all?
Three. We're both 3 years old.
Okay,
when
cool.
We started dancing.
And what, your parents kind of pushed into it?
I'm the oldest, so I was dancing around the house and stuff, and our parents, my parents put me in dance first, and then she was always, like, watching at the door in my dance classes and stuff, and then she wanted to get into it, and then, I mean, ever since then, we've been dancing together, singing together a whole lot. So.
That's one thing I found about EDM, like, when I've been on the Groove Cruise and other venues, people that are dancing, they can't sit down, you know, and if there is an EDM artist, and you're not dancing, you're not moving, I'm kind of like, what's up with this? Okay, you're mobbing your head, but dancing is just part of it. And I think that's a part of EDM. So Gabrielle, tell me a little about you. And okay, so Danny, you started dancing. How about you?
Yeah, I started dancing not long after. We went to performing arts high schools. The same one in Jacksonville, Florida, actually.
Hey, I'm from Jacksonville.
Douglas Anderson.
Douglas Anderson, yeah.
We went there for dance. And then I went to college in Miami for dance, and she went to school in New York for dance.
So how did you come around for EDM? I mean, and I know that's, I mean, I know, cool, that's cool, dance, you know, and all that, but how did you gravitate into that?
Well, we've been making music for about 6 years, recording original music, and a few years ago, we just really started directing our attention and making dance music, and we just got, so we fell in love with the scene, and just, there's nothing like the EDM kids and the fan base that we've created in EDM, there's nothing like it. So we just, like, a couple years ago, you know, just started to really come into this path, and we've just gotten so much support and love for our music, and you know, now us playing so much all over the country, and I don't know, it just kind of turned into this, and I wouldn't have any other way than being in the scene, than this scene, you know, as opposed to being signed to like a major label or something right now. It's like we have so much more creative control with our career,
right,
which is awesome, because especially with us being dancers and singers, you know, we sing rap, write all our own lyrics, we DJ, we do it all, so it's like we can just do it the way we want to and artistically do what we want with our
career.
So
you have control, that's right.
Exactly.
So how'd y'all come up with the name Duel?
Well, we're Italian, so
right.
Dewey in Italian means two, and then Danielle and Gabriel, so together,
L.
It's Duel. Yeah, how long ago was that? Probably like 2009, maybe?
We came up with that, yeah.
I got to ask you about your fan base. I mean, your fans love you, and it is so cool. I was saying before the interview how fans that are passionate really make it. And then when people who love you and they're out there in front and buying merchandise and buying your stuff, tell me about that. How does that make you feel down in your heart?
I just got the chills when you said that because it's like, it's unbelievable. You know, I mean, we actually just got the diamonds tattooed to us last week, and we already have fans that have gotten this tattoo.
Like, days after.
Like, two
days.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
A girl from Chicago sent us a video with her getting tatted, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty serious.
Yeah, and it represents to them, it represents, you know.
It's more than just even this, like, even more than just the diamond mob. It's like, diamonds mean, like, you know, that you were strong through it all, you know.
And
like,
don't break.
Yeah,
and also purity, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's deeper meanings to it, too, which is cool.
So where are y'all going? Oh, God.
I was just going to say, I feel like we have this, like, crazy connection with our fans that, like, you just can't even explain. I feel like they get us, like, when we're on stage, they feel our energy.
Right.
They
connect with you.
They totally connect. They read it all. And that's what's so cool, you know. It's that connection. I think that's what's really drawn, you know, the Diamond Mob together. It's a movement. You know, it's more than just, like, our fan base.
Well, I know I don't look it, but I'm 53. I'm a dad, okay? My daughter's 31. My son's 28. And, you know, when I heard about you guys, of course I heard about Sunset Music Festival, but, you know, researched you all, and I heard Addiction on the way over from Jacksonville, and I just fell in love with it because it's action, it's energy. I could sit in the car. And so I think that's what a lot of people, not just, you know, people my age, but younger people, like, just something where you feel good and you're having a good time with it. Because there's so much of this music nowadays, I hate saying it, you know, it's just, you know. And, yeah, we're talking about Darude Sandstorm, which is, you know, history. And, of course, you know, we got Armin coming out, we got Tiesto coming out. But let me ask you, where are you going to be next?
We actually play in Vegas in 2 weeks. We're headlining Marquee Day Club, so we're really excited about that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So anything else you got for me?
Well, Arizona the same day. Oh, actually, the day after, two
days
after. Also, we're working on a new EP that hopefully we'll be releasing in the end of summer, early fall.
We're actually going to be doing some originals,
some new originals tomorrow. We'll be singing them live on stage, so that should be cool.
And we have some special collabs with four or five new upcoming artists and stuff that we've kind of we've worked with recently. There could be a secret co-headlining tour in the fall.
We haven't really told anyone about
it. Which we just said first.
Oh my gosh, breaking news right here from Sunset Music Festival Tampa. Oh my gosh, we got breaking news. So I will keep you in the loop. Duell will keep you in the loop. Be sure to follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything. These two young ladies are professional. They're giving their hearts out to the fans, and I can't wait to see them. You're on tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow at 3.
And I will be in the front row reporting from Sunset Music Festival Tampa. Scott Lehrer, Scott Lehrer 1961 on Twitter. Thanks for listening to the shows, guys. I'm out. Peace.